Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Atlas 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. We're everywhere, all over America. Man, is it windy. It was windy last night, yesterday afternoon. It's windy now. Going to be windy tomorrow. Going to be windy, windy, windy all weekend. It's going to be windy. Anybody blow away?
I thought my house was definitely going to blow away last night.
Got a question for you. When the wind is like this, do geese fly?
There's no way.
You sure?
Yeah, there's no way they can.
I thought of that because of the Gary Busey audio. Remember, we played this yesterday. Gary Busey gave us, just a schooling on geese, okay? And what the goose sounds like. I think a goose can fly in this wind.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
Okay, that's the question. Can a goose fly in these winds? Did you see some of the wind speeds from yesterday?
Like 100 miles an hour, right?
Wait a minute. Where's Jamie? Heard from Jamie? It's late for her.
No, but it is can day.
Yeah, but still,
and it's a can day before Christmas.
Man, they could blow away.
Good.
Yeah, I don't
know. Tossed around.
I don't have a text. I have nothing.
Maybe she's battling the wind, trying to get in her car.
Yesterday, I saw 100-mile-per-hour winds in Boulder. Let's see, Rocky Flats in Jefferson County. Burthard Pass at 102-mile-per-hour winds. Woo! Hey, Jamie! What's up there? Merry Christmas.
I want to tell you something. So when you have hair extensions and it's 109 mile-per-hour winds, it takes it from your scalp, man.
Have you been trying to track down some extensions this morning?
I think they're over in Lyman.
We should get Jim Hooley on that.
Right?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for hair extensions. They belong to Jamie White. They flew away at the winds yesterday.
Holy crap.
That's a full Hooley report.
That is a full. They're literally in Lyman. I'm not even kidding. And Weld and whatever. I never thought
of that.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if somebody with a toupee lost it yesterday.
Probably, because I'll tell you what, because these are stitched in to my real hair, and it is painful.
Yeah.
When that wind whips up and it grabs your, it's like
bet.
Somebody's pulling my
I
hair.
Bet.
It's just pulling my hair. Oh my God. It's awful.
I gotta say, I was just mentioning the toupee. If it went flying
right?
off yesterday. With any dude in town, you can text us if you want to admit it. But remember my toupee story of a buddy of mine in Florida? Lost his in the lake.
Oh, was he bungee jumping?
Yeah. So he and I, his name was Gadoot.
Yeah.
All right, so Gadoot and I, we decided to bungee jump at the Florida State Fair, right? And they have the bungee jump over water, over a little pond. There's water everywhere in Florida. So they have it over that. So I do my bungee jump, and I'll never do it again. But I did it. I was terrified, and I was fine. They miscalculated his weight. And they didn't give him enough cord, so he halfway went into the water.
And they took it right off.
And he took his toupee off.
I know your feelings, Gnut. I feel for you. I feel for you.
They had to get a John boat to go out there and retrieve it.
I feel for you, Gnut.
You and Gnut.
Me and Gnut. Hey, how many people are without power right now?
Thousands.
Like how many?
They don't say exactly. They say tens of thousands yesterday.
Because they
and
know the
thousands
number usually.
Continued this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing 100,000.
Yeah, but they're not giving an exact
number. Wow, 100,000?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
This morning?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, they just reported a few minutes ago tens of thousands. They said 100,000 yesterday, but wow. I don't know. Some obviously not back on, and it's going to get this bad tomorrow.
It says over 100,000 people without power in Colorado. Here's where Xcel is out as of that was Wednesday. So today is Thursday. So I do know that I put up on Facebook, like, how's your power? And that was early. I did it about, I don't know, 11 a.m. or something like that. And people were already just starting to bitch because they had no wind, but their power had been out since like 8 a.m.
No kidding.
And they were like, come on.
Here's a report of some, yeah, I don't remember, winds, power out. Just listen.
It's been quite the December day and night, especially here in Golden. We had about an hour's worth of rain right about 8 o'clock this evening. Now, Xcel is talking about 120,000 folks, weather-related outages as of 8 p.m. A lot of folks dealing with what we're seeing right here in Golden. We're here at one intersection near the heart of downtown Golden. You can see on this side of the intersection, all the power's out. As Sean Sinkowitz pans over, you can see on that side of the street, all the power has actually never gone out.
I've been in that situation before where my power will be out and across the street it's on.
It was eerie
and I don't like it.
In Boulder. It was really eerie looking. I saw some of the reports. It was weird because it's just out in downtown.
Man, 102-mile power winds.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. Did you see even here? We're in DTC where our sign is bent. The sign,
no.
The off-ramp sign.
Oh. No, I didn't see it.
You guys didn't see
no,
that?
I didn't
yeah.
See it the, this
it's
morning.
It's like it says Bellevue, whatever. It's totally.
It's windy today.
I know.
It's windy out there right now. It's windier here right now than it got at my house yesterday.
Oh, not mine.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, it obviously varies everywhere. Yeah. But
I'm surprised I'm surprised the IKEA sign didn't come down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Usually that thing is the first to come down.
I know. I'm so disappointed. That's what I look forward to.
I think they double bolted that sucker lately.
I think they have. For sure they have.
Because it went down several times.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Quick break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday. We are 1 week away from Christmas.
I know. I'm so
excited. 1 week from today.
BJ and Jamie.
Yep. 1 week till Christmas. Oh, we have those holiday scratch tickets to give away today, too. We'll do that at 8:30 this morning. It's new holiday games from the Colorado Lottery. Speaking of which, nobody won the Powerball.
Oh, no. I bought tickets.
$1.5 billion now. $1.5 billion.
Huge.
Next drawing on the 20th, Saturday night. Somebody could win it just before Christmas.
I'm
man,
very
oh man.
I'm happy about that one because I bought tickets.
I don't know if any million-dollar winners are out there.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I think it's a little early for that. But nobody won the big boy.
Oh, boy.
Nobody won.
Oh, my God. One point. Is this the largest? What's the largest?
I think the largest. We're getting close.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know what I'm shocked about is that you sat here and just talked about how great sleep you got, and it was like you went early and stuff. Last night at about, I don't know what time I posted, I think it was like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I posted, and I was like, how many of you are not sleeping because of the wind? And I mean, it was like crazy. Everybody was like, their houses are rattling, everything's, it's coming through my fireplace in my bedroom.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I guess it rained last night.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm in a well-built structure, folks.
I guess.
And I don't hear anything. Plus, I'm deaf.
Right. So
helps.
There's a couple of things.
That helps. And then you got a CPAP.
Right. There's no
like
hearing
Darth
anything.
Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so I got
God.
That on. But no, I went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, my
7
God.
PM.
How great is that?
Well, I was out. Here's what happened yesterday. So I leave here and I go home.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa Gus. He's got car troubles.
Okay.
And he's got a vehicle that's all decked out for, you know, pilot driving, you
okay.
know, where they do the wide loads and stuff on
uh-huh.
the interstate. That's what he does. But he's got to take all that gear off because he's got to send it to the shop to get it fixed.
Gotcha.
And they can't know that it's used for business, right?
Why?
The insurance. I don't know. Something about the insurance won't pay for it if they know about the pilot thing. Anyway.
Huh.
So we're stripping it down. He's stripping it down as I get home.
Okay.
Well, he can't do that much. He can just get it started, but here comes Beach. Now I got to get the wrenches and start helping strip
oh, yeah,
down the truck.
Because you're, oh, I thought you were going to say that you were cranking on the motor.
No. I'm just taking off like, you know,
this
those big reflective things on,
yeah.
the, on the bumper.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I can't work on a motor. I don't know anything about a damn car. So I'm out there. And like, okay, what do you want off next, Jim? And so I had to do that all afternoon.
Yeah.
Then I had to go get Frog. We had to go to tutoring. Just
it was just such a
big
busy
Charlie
day.
Foxtrot.
It was just a busy day.
Lots.
Oh,
I did go yesterday.
You had to stand up for an hour.
I know. It's brutal out there. And all that wind. Wasn't easy.
Oh, my God. I was up until 2 a.m. because it was just that sound. And I have the fireplace in my bedroom is glass enclosed. Yeah. So I can't do anything about it. It's just, like, really? Come on.
I know.
Oh, my God.
And then I started seeing people posting this morning because I had no idea. Again, I went to bed that it rained.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Rain? Where did the rain come from?
It was like pouring.
You know what? When you wake up in the morning,
and
you find out
happened?
Like a hurricane just happened and you had no idea.
Yes.
You walk out and all of a sudden you start hearing these news reports. You're like, what the hell? Where was I? Was I on Ambien or something?
Oh, my God. Well, it was a good night for you. 7 o'clock? Wow.
7 p.m.
Nice.
I'm in bed.
Happened.
I was asleep by 8.
Wow.
Easily.
That is
easily.
A good day. I mean, like, I even heard this explosion. I texted my neighbors. I was like, oh, and I want to bring up something else, you evil people. So I even texted my neighbors. I was like, did you hear a shotgun or something? I'm like, something hit my house. And she's like, I think our trash can just flew up and hit your house. I was like, okay, well, thanks, because I was freaked out. It picked up their trash can because they had it sitting out with just leaves in it. We're not allowed to leave out our trash cans, but they just had leaves and stuff, so they didn't bring it in. And it picked it up and it hit the side of my house.
Wow. You got to figure, too, a lot of people didn't remember to unplug the blow-ups in the front yard.
Yeah.
You got to figure a lot of those are missing today.
All over the place in my neighborhood.
And there's a bunch of AI people, too, that are doing fake ones. Blow-ups going down the street.
Yeah,
Stop doing
that.
Yeah.
They're all fake. I didn't see one in my neighborhood this morning, and I looked for them.
Yeah.
But I'm really the only person in the neighborhood with blow-ups, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All right, so what did that remind you of?
So this morning I take out my trash cans because, you know, I love doing that in the dark and there's bears, mountain lion, whatever. But all I heard across the street was, ding, 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 ding. You people that have wind chimes are evil. Take them down. Take down your wind chimes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know it's for the woodpeckers in my neighborhood, but thank God my side of the street doesn't have them. But across the street, that is just awful. That is, nobody should live by that. Nobody. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in the middle of the night if people are going over to other people's house and just clip, cutting them down. Because that is awful.
I'm surprised they have them in your neighborhood.
Well, they do for woodpeckers.
They do?
We have so many woodpeckers.
And it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't know if anybody in our neighborhood
has. I have three holes in my stucco from woodpeckers.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in our neighborhood that has the wind chimes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we've got one right diagonal from us, and every single night, if we leave our windows open, especially, oh my God.
And in this kind of wind, it's not even musical. It's just,
no.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's chaos.
My God. People are evil. Evil. Oh, take them down.
Yeah.
That should be an HOA thing, right? Yeah. Take them down now.
I'll bet you people lost their lights last night. You know, lights that are attached to your house.
Oh,
the wind. I mean,
you
had to take some of those off, too.
Yeah.
Especially if you're up in Boulder and Golden and even over in Idaho Springs and places like that. It reached over 100 miles per hour yesterday.
Crazy.
So you got to figure you lost lights.
Because
if you've got lights in trees or bushes in your front yard, who knows where they are this morning, right?
God, it was windy. They were right.
And we're not done. We're not done. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to continue today until afternoon today. And then back again late tonight into tomorrow.
Yay!
And tomorrow is supposed to be as bad as yesterday was. More power outages.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, tis the season.
Sorry.
Tis the season.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! Oh my gosh, it's Thursday, which is like a little Friday, so it is wrapping up.
Yeah.
Christmas time is here.
We're about to do our last shows for 2025.
I know.
Today and tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Isn't that crazy?
We're done for the year.
And then we come back next year.
Yeah.
That is...
pretty wacky, isn't it?
It is wacky. Whack-a-doodle-doo.
What a year.
You better make them good, buddy.
Me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Well, because I didn't sleep.
Oh. Boy, I did.
7 p.m. Oh, man, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I keep going to bed earlier and earlier and get by with it, too. That's what's fascinating.
Yeah.
Nobody bitches at me or anything.
Just check out of the whole family. Yeah. Bye. Peace out.
No, she was so tired yesterday, she went to bed, too.
I think everybody.
Her and Frog.
Because, you know, it's the holidays and everybody has so much to do. My poor girlfriend, I guess she was trying to get all the groceries in her car and people were trying to help her. They were blowing everywhere. And, oh, and she was like, yeah, Kylie was being pushed through the parking lot in my neighborhood. Oh my God.
Crazy.
Yeah. And so, you know, just trying to shop even, they having all those bags and everything. It's so crazy, Wendy. So everything's a little bit harder today and tomorrow. All right. Let's get to some weirdness. All right. I guess Lisa Marie Presley donated some eggs. Not like those, but those kind of eggs.
Baby eggs?
Baby eggs. She donated them to Kelly Preston, the wife of John Travolta. So I guess Kelly Preston was having a hard time getting pregnant. She couldn't conceive. So then Lisa Marie Presley was like, you know, I got these extra eggs. How about you have some? And then Kelly Preston was like, sounds cool. I wouldn't mind, you know, having a little Presley. That'd be awesome. So apparently John Travolta, you know, Kelly Preston ended up passing away. But I guess now they're saying that John Travolta's youngest son is is Lisa Marie Presley's.
No, it's Kylie's or what's her name? Riley or whatever. The
oh, it daughter. Is Riley.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
sorry,
no, no, no. It's not. Lisa Marie, you're right. Lisa Marie did give eggs, but they don't think that ever took. They don't think there's anybody out there that was born from those eggs.
Well,
it's
now
the
I'm
daughter. Sure. It's the daughter of Lisa Marie Presley.
Well, this is confusing.
Yeah.
Huh?
The daughter of Lisa Marie Presley also gave eggs. And they say the son, that's now 15, is from those eggs. So the kid is a Presley.
But it's not Lisa Marie's?
Not Lisa Marie. No. Lisa Marie.
I'm not going to do this story again.
Lisa Marie is not. She is involved. And I think all this is coming out in a trial that has something to do with the estate of Elvis Presley or Lisa Marie Presley. And it's coming out in court documents, but it is bizarre.
According to a filing, the ex-husband said, allegedly told Presley's former business associate Kelly Preston had been unable to bear her own children, and Travolta and Preston previously used Lisa Marie's eggs to get her pregnant.
Right.
Well, that's Lisa Marie.
But it did work, they say.
Well, this court document said it did.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
The story out this morning is that it belongs to Lisa Marie's daughter, and the eggs, that kid is from that.
Well, the husband, I guess the ex-husband, is saying that it's Lisa. This is messy.
It's weird.
It's just too messy, right?
I don't know.
Okay, Simone Biles is in trouble. I guess she's everybody's really mad at her because she chopped off her dog's ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biles and Owens added a fourth dog to their growing family this week, buying a Doberman from a breeder who has supplied pets to numerous big-name celebrities. In an image posted to social media, it appeared the dog had undergone a cropping procedure, which everybody just went so crazy. Right?
This is very common, by the way.
For Dobermans especially, yeah. I remember.
The ear clipping.
Seeing our neighbors.
I don't know if it's right, but it's pretty common.
Well, I mean, you could say that about circumcision.
You could say about anything.
You know, you really could.
You could say about anything.
I mean, wisdom teeth. Yeah. I mean, should you even take out your wisdom teeth?
And the people that are complaining, I think they like to complain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got that group out there, too. So
I feel like the dog's fine.
I think the dog's fine. It's They're millionaires. Fine. I'm sure the dog eats well.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. Yeah. Elon Musk is being blasted on social media over pathetic comments about Sydney Sweeney's boobies. Oh, Elon. Yeah, big perv.
It took me a while to understand his tweet.
He's talking about how women have back pain if they have big boobs.
I got it after a while. Yeah. But I'm like, what the hell is this?
So the 54-year-old multi-billionaire was slammed on his own social media site after he weighed in on the 28-year-old actress's attire at the Los Angeles premiere of her new psycho thriller. It's called Housemaid. And so he has this picture of these big boobed women and then a curvature of the spine. And he says, Can't be easy.
I think things are really slow at SpaceX.
They must be, right?
It may be too windy to blast off, so he's got a, he got some time on his hands right now.
Yeah, why doesn't he work on my Model Y, okay? Where the hell is that thing? Says it's still in production. Get going, Elon. We got bigger things to do.
People get upset over everything, though. It doesn't matter what you put up.
Well, it is kind of weird he's commenting on her boobs.
I comment on him.
You know, he's a grown-ass man. It just seems weird. Anyway, let's hear. There was something else I wanted to tell you, and it seemed... No, I'm done. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. We are 1 week away from Christmas. Holiday scratch game tickets from the Colorado Lottery. We've got $100 to give to you. We'll do...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good at 8:30.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Thursday, 1 week away till Christmas Day.
Yes.
As we count it down,
so
man.
Happy.
We're
so
getting
exciting.
Closer, aren't we?
Yep, we sure.
Oh, man, oh, man. I can't tell if the wind is still going or not. I'm sure it is, but we have a wind gauge.
Look at that flag.
Yeah, I can't see the flag.
It's whipping like a sunbeam.
You see the flag?
Oh, yeah, it's whipping
too
like
dark
crazy.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so the wind is whipping.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Going to continue to about noon today, then back again tonight into tomorrow. I guess tomorrow is supposed to be as bad as yesterday was.
And I feel bad for like all these open markets and all the different outdoor things that are going on, you know, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because you know that the crowds are cut down.
You got to figure it affects it for sure. And what gets me every time, and it goes with snow or whatever here in Colorado, how one area of town can feel no effects whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other.
Well, yeah, because you were texting yesterday and you even videotaped, like, there was no wind in your neighborhood.
Nothing.
My house was rocking.
It's amazing to me because I had no idea. I didn't see that much. I mean, it got breezy, but it wasn't that bad yesterday. But I was all over the area. So I must have missed it, I guess. But then when I heard the reports out of Boulder and even Golden, I'm like, whoa, how in the heck did it get up to 100 miles per hour?
It's crazy.
And so many people lost power. Here's one of the reports from last night.
It's been quite the December day and night, especially here in Golden. We had about an hour's worth of rain right about 8 o'clock this evening. Now, XL is talking about 120,000 folks, weather-related outages as of 8 p.m. A lot of folks dealing with what we're seeing right here in Golden. We're here at one intersection near the heart of downtown Golden. You can see on this side of the intersection, all the power is out. As Sean Sinkowitz pans over, you can see on that side of the street, all the power has actually never gone out.
When the power's out, it's horrible.
Yeah.
How do we live without it?
I know, right? Oh, my God. And Yuma County or whatever is on fire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is on fire.
Unbelievable. All right, more of this weather, I guess, for the next couple of days. They're saying tomorrow, another go-around with the wind again, and it could hit 100 miles per hour. All right, so yesterday we were leaving the studio, Jamie and I. See, Jamie and I are like those two cartoon characters where they fight all day and then they get in the elevator and go home at night.
And then everything's fine
out,
and say goodbye.
Fine. See you later, see you later. See you tomorrow there, pal.
The two sheep watchers, those two dogs.
It's a wolf and a dog.
Yeah.
He protects the sheep and the wolf's trying to eat the sheep.
Yeah, I forget.
And they fight all day. They clock in together. They fight all day. They clock out together and go home.
That's us.
See you tomorrow, Willie. See you tomorrow. Yeah. All right, so we're on our way to the car yesterday, and it hit me of a story that I had, and I said, man, I said, I had the weirdest thing yesterday. I go over to tutoring with Frog, Frog 7, and the instructor over there, the teacher, complained about his stinky feet.
Wait, no, but tell the whole story.
She says that this kid's not changed his socks in 4 days.
No, you said... excuse me, Mr. Harris. Mr. Harris, we had to have Frog put his shoes back on today.
Did.
Because well, his feet really, oof, they really stink, so we made him put his shoes back on. And then she told you that you're pretty sure that he hasn't changed his shoes and, or socks in 5 days.
So he goes in and he loves to take his shoes off every time he goes. Okay,
right.
He
get
just
comfy.
Gets comfy.
You gotta
all right?
get comfy for math,
for reading and math and everything that he's doing. On this particular day, being Monday of this week, yeah, she comes out, and just as JB described it, she didn't want to tell me, but she had to tell me. Okay,
right.
And she even stated that I couldn't stand it anymore. It was awful.
So
it was so bad.
Oh, God.
And I'm laughing. I'm thinking, oh, that's great. Oh, that kid, I swear. Because he's a little boy, and I'm thinking, you know, I could see me doing that, actually. So I didn't think that much about it. And I didn't say anything to his mom when we got home.
And that's where I flipped out on you.
I just left it at that. Boy, Jamie got all over me. She goes, you've got to let his mother know.
You got to tell her. She would be humiliated if that was her picking up her kid. And the teacher said, oh, my God, your little boy's feet stink so bad that we were, like, literally vomiting. She'd be humiliated and make sure it never happened again.
Yeah, she would fix it right away.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I told her last night on Jamie's suggesting, okay? Man, was she mad. Boy, Jamie nailed it. She was not happy.
But,
she wasn't happy with Frog.
Too.
She wasn't happy with me. She wasn't happy. She wanted to call the teacher last night. I
yes.
said, it's not necessary.
Well, she's
no,
embarrassed.
No. She wanted to go out and burn the shoes. And I said, it's too windy.
No, I mean, once those shoes get the stink, you got to get rid of them. You guys got to get new.
I said, isn't there something we could do?
No.
Can we put Febreze or
no.
something in there?
Once they get the
clear them up.
Once they get little boy stink in them, you're toast.
This kid, I swear.
Has he been wearing them without socks?
I don't know what he's been doing.
Yeah.
I've not been paying attention.
Because
I don't know what
he does.
It happened to
me. It happened to us. But my son was wearing his Uggs without socks. And everybody, I mean, even adults, you know, if you start wearing your Uggs without socks, they stink. They stink. So I threw his Uggs out. Because
The instructor told me, because we were back over there yesterday, and she was kind of trying to fix it in a way, which she didn't have to, but she was saying, look, don't worry about this. I mean, it happens all the time, especially with little boys.
Yeah.
She goes, they're notorious for this. They're stinky shoes. She goes, it happened. She goes, I had to do the same thing with my kids' shoes. Throw them away. Don't worry about it. She's trying to calm everything down, but my wife is going off.
You
she
gotta,
is so
and,
mad.
And those shoes
and,
are gone. You got to get rid of them.
Me.
Well, it might be your fault.
It's not my fault. How is it my fault? Think about this for a minute. I take him over there after picking him up from school, right?
Uh-huh.
She's the one that takes him to school. That's when he puts his socks on. I tried to explain that. It didn't go far.
It didn't go far.
No,
but
at all.
You literally, sorry to tell you, but you got to throw away the shoes.
No, you do?
Oh, they're done. Yeah, it's just full of bacteria.
They're still good shoes.
No, they're just bacteria bowls. Oof. No, you got the
You'll
wrong
never
way.
Get that smell
Ever.
Out.
Oh, man, she was so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
So embarrassed over the stinky feet.
Oh, my God.
I've been calling him Stinky.
Oh,
hey, Stinky,
no.
Come on, let's go.
Don't do that. Oh, no.
Hey, Stinky, we got to go to tutoring.
Stop.
You're
going to
traumatize him.
He goes, I'm not Stinky, Dad. I'm not Stinky.
Yeah, don't call him that, you bully.
Look, he's the one who put the socks on, same socks for 4 straight days. He deserves a day of Stinky.
No,
okay?
He doesn't. My God.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show on this very breezy Thursday morning. The wind's going to continue probably for the next, at least 24, 48 hours, so... we're not done. Not yet, anyway.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That wind will beat
Ooh,
you to death.
And it just how it howls.
I'd much rather have snow, rain, anything but wind.
I know. It's just
it's
annoying.
Brutal.
It is.
It really is. Tonight is groundbreaking. Tonight is the first annual, first ever TikTok Awards. It airs tonight.
Wait, they have TikTok Awards?
People have been voting on this.
Where have I been? I haven't even heard of this.
People have been voting on this since November 18th. I had no idea. They say, all right, here's the numbers, okay? I've got it here in front of me. There are 170 million Americans on TikTok.
Wow.
That's a big number, okay? That's huge. 170 million. They're expecting 60 million viewers tonight for the awards show.
Really?
60 where million.
Is it playing on TikTok?
It's on TikTok.
Wow.
Tonight at 7 p.m. our time. It's also going to be streamed on Tubi. Is it T-U-B-I? Tubi? Is that the name?
Tubi.
Is that it?
Yep.
And right. Sierra is hosting it.
It's big.
Yeah, wow.
They say this thing is going to be crazy. Here's a lady that's promoting this thing.
You know, we think that there's many, many award shows out there. And I think what we really saw is there's a space to really recognize the creativity and the power of the community of TikTok that is really unique to our platform. And so you're going to see a wide variety of creators of so many different, you know, corners of the country, walks of life, formats of content, types of content. And so really being able to do something that is, you know, yes, an award show, but it's truly really about the TikTok community, the TikTok creators, the power of the platform, and the power of the platform comes from our creators. So we think it is going to be a pretty unique experience that we're going to bring.
It's going to be huge.
Question. And
yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it when I don't know something, and I don't know something.
What?
What is the CapCut Creator of the Year Award?
So CapCut is an editing software, an editing app.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, you get like templates and stuff like that. You can build you can make templates for other people to use and stuff like that. So it's just something that editing software that creators use.
Have you ever used it?
Yes.
Huh. How come you don't use it on our stuff?
Because most of the templates don't work with our stuff. I don't know.
Hey, don't worry, buddy. I'm still on Photoshop. And I just discovered something yesterday, too. Gas Buddy. If you want to find the cheapest gas in town, there's a new app out there.
Brand
it just
new.
Started.
It's brand new.
Just started.
Yeah.
I told Jamie about it off air a few minutes ago.
Yeah, right?
It's called Gas Buddy. It just started.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's
so
crazy.
There's a lot of technology I still have to catch up on.
Yeah. Really, right? Really, really, really. That woman said really a lot, didn't she?
She
said really, really, really. Really, really,
well, really. I'm not on TikTok. I probably won't watch, but this thing is going to be huge.
It is going to be huge.
It's going to be
big.
Some
of the weird ones are Breakthrough Artist of the Year, OK Slay Award. That's for beauty.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't understand any of this.
I know, but you know how when you slay, like you look amazing, you slay, you know, you slay.
You slay? You're,
yeah.
S-L-A. Like you kill it. You're killing it.
Yeah, you're slaying it
okay.
at life, you know? So that's a beauty award.
Yeah, I got it. I was slaying shopping yesterday. Tried to use
okay,
it.
Okay, see?
Slaying yesterday.
I mean, yeah. I guess kind of, yeah.
I made a big mistake yesterday shopping.
What'd you do?
We'll bring it up here in a little bit.
What happened?
I embarrassed myself.
Again?
Yeah.
First your kids' stinky shoes. Now
I insulted a lady.
Oh, no. What did you do now?
She gave me the cold shoulder.
What did you do
told
now?
Told me to get the hell out of there. I didn't know I was insulting her. Things like that happen.
No,
all right,
they
I'll
don't.
Tell you.
They
I'll
don't.
Tell you.
Okay. All
right, so I go in. I'm going to buy a sweater. Okay?
A sweater.
Sweater.
You see?
It's a gift.
Okay.
It's a gift
right, okay.
for Well, I can't say who it's for, but I'm in to buy a sweater, and she's behind the counter, right?
Yeah.
So I bought a large because I felt like a large. I held it up, and this is what she looks like, and I thought a large would work.
Okay.
And it still might.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I go to the counter, and I asked the lady. I said, she held it up. She held it up herself. She goes, oh, this is pretty.
Oh.
This is nice. Really nice. Whoa, this is. And I said, hey, do me a favor. I said, hold it up there. I said, would this fit you? She goes, no, it's a large.
Oh man.
Oh, I didn't stop though. I said, no, hold it up. I think it would.
Oh,
I think it
no,
would fit you.
No.
She goes, I am not a large.
Wow.
And I said, well, the sizes, I mean, sometimes a large, they make them and they look more medium to me.
You started talking? You kept talking?
Yeah.
Just digging that hole. Digging it.
She goes, sir, we're done here.
Oh, my God.
We're done here.
Oh my
That's what
God.
She said to me.
Wow.
She goes, sir, we are done here.
Wow.
And she threw it in a bag and handed it to me and basically said, get the hell out of here.
Wow.
And I didn't do anything.
Well, you kept going.
Well, she kept saying. Saying she was smaller than what she was. She was not that small. That sweater would fit her. I was to the point of, I went to my car and I almost went back in and said, sure, try this on. I'm telling you, it will fit you.
You're not a medium.
You are not a medium, lady.
Oh my God.
I swear, Jamie.
Oh, my God.
This actually unfolded with me. And there was a dude that was standing there, and he was dying laughing. And I'm like, man, you're not helping. He's rolling. He's laughing. He's going, oh, man, that's great. That's great. And I'm like, dude, you're not helping me at all.
Because it was like watching a
train wreck. I'm being serious with my shopping.
Well, yeah. She's a medium, BJ. She's a medium.
That woman was a large.
Oh, man.
I feel like going back there today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Show me your tag, lady. Show me your tag. I guarantee you, you're wearing a large right now.
Okay.
Only Lord. In my world.
Yeah.
Yeah, out shopping yesterday. 'Tis the season, you know. She was large.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ba-da-da. What is today? It's the 18th. December the 18th. Oh my gosh, we're getting closer. Closer, I tell ya.
1 week.
1 week away. And then Santa.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see Santa.
I'll bet you Santa's busy right now.
Oh, so busy.
You gotta figure. He's working those little elves to death.
Yep.
But you gotta. A lot of kiddos out there.
Why don't you be a dentist?
Dentist. That's a great movie.
It really is a great movie. Yeah. Except for you realize that Rudolph was bullied. But anyway. All right. Let's talk about this. Everybody's gossiping about this. I don't know why, but they are. All right. So Travis Kelce, usually when he's on the New Heights podcast, right? He usually says we when he talks about the Chiefs. He's like, well, we got to get in there. We got to fight. And well, when we get back, we'll do this. This time he said when the Chiefs. And everybody's like, uh-oh. He said when Patrick Mahomes gets back to join the Chiefs, not when he gets back to join our team. So everybody's saying that he's going to retire.
Oh, I think it's a given now.
Yeah, right?
After hearing this audio.
All right,
yeah.
Number three. Here
first
it is.
First time since 2014, the Chiefs are eliminated from the postseason.
Oh, that's
which
number
is
two, I think.
An outrageous stat.
My bad.
It's kind of unfamiliar territory.
He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever, and hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs.
He's retired.
See? For the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
He
He'll
said
never
for
play
the
again.
Chiefs twice.
Yep.
I'm saying. Yeah. It says people are speculating that Travis Kelce could be done with the Chiefs based on his comments while talking about Patrick Mahomes' injuries. We're going to make sure he comes back stronger than ever. Hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. And for the last decade, Travis Kelce has always said we. Always. Mm. This is the first time he's ever referred to him as the Chiefs.
I think you found something here, Jamie. He's done.
He's done.
He's about to be a married man. Time to move on.
I guess so. Also on the New Heights podcast with Travis, Kelce brought up the fact that the Chiefs haven't, they've been eliminated. And it hasn't happened since 2014. Here it is.
First time since 2014, the Chiefs are eliminated from the postseason.
Good.
Which is an outrageous stat.
It's kind of unfamiliar territory at this point for a lot of guys in the building. Guys that have been there. I'm the only one that's been on the team long enough to see us not make the playoffs. You're living out your dreams. You're living out a kid's dream that never got a chance to do this. You're living out, man.
Yeah.
You're playing this game. Obviously, to win Super Bowls, you're playing this game to be in those playoff scenarios and stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you're playing in the NFL, and that's a blessing. That's an honor.
Yeah, you tell yourself that, Buckaroo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you retired, Buckaroo.
Hey.
Well, he's retiring. Remember?
I know. But what are they going to do now?
Who?
Well, she's done with her tour. He's done with football, pretty much. I mean, you know,
maybe. Caribbean cruise?
I know,
maybe go on a cruise ship?
But you know when you're around somebody 24/7?
Like, you learn a lot about
it. Yeah, you're like, can you go and find some friends maybe?
Yeah, it'll be different.
It will be different. Yeah, because they've been so busy, they've hardly got to see each other because they both have different lives and different careers, and now they're just sitting there like in their recliners.
Yeah. She'll have her room. He'll have his room in the house.
It'll be fine.
It's a big house.
Maybe she has a crafting room.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad did, he always went to the basement and tied flies.
He did?
Just, yeah, he'd just be down.
That was like his man cave.
That was his man cave.
I like to piddle in the garage, too.
Yeah.
Just piddle.
Just to get away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretend I'm doing something.
Yeah. I'm
not doing jack. Yeah. I'm just moving trash cans around.
Oh, my God. All right. Did you guys know that Survivor season 49 was a three-hour finale last night?
It was fabulous.
Did you see it?
No.
Oh.
I was like, wait, people watch a Survivor?
I know, right?
I read it was fabulous.
Her name was Savannah, and she was crowned the winner of Survivor season 49 during the show's three-hour finale on CBS. She took home a $1 million prize. She survived 26 days of gameplay challenges and all this stuff. Anyway, so she, three-hour finale?
I had no idea it was still
wow.
on.
Wow. I didn't either. Season 49. Me either.
49.
49.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And then we're trying to solve this big story that everybody's talking about where John Travolta's son is the biological child of Riley, who is
Lisa Marie's daughter.
Yep.
It's tough. Jamie and I both have been working on it.
Yeah, right?
We're just trying to come together with bits and pieces to see if we can put this puzzle together.
Yeah, it's a family bush.
Yeah, it is. Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
This is wild. I feel bad for the kid.
I do, too.
I really do. He doesn't need to find this crap out at 15 years old.
I agree. That's
disturbing for him.
Kelly Preston, John Travolta's late wife, Kelly Preston, I guess she struggled to conceive. So then, I guess originally, Lisa Marie gave her some eggs, and then they were like, dude, you do heroin, so we don't really want your eggs. So then she's like, all right, fine, whatever. And so then she hit up her daughter. She's like, dude, can you, like, score some eggs for these people? And so her daughter gives her some eggs, and that's Ben.
So Lisa Marie would be the grandmother.
Yeah.
If this is true.
Right. But she's passed.
And the great-grandfather would be Elvis Presley.
And he's still alive.
I don't know. Maybe that would be actually kind of cool to find out that, you know, that you do have this in your bloodline. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's Elvis Presley.
It is Elvis Presley.
A flex,
it's the king
of
rock and roll, man.
Yeah. I wonder if his mouth does this.
Yeah. I don't know. I did see a picture of the kid. He doesn't look like one of the Presleys.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh.
No.
What's John Travolta saying about all this?
I don't know.
I mean, it kind of no makes idea. Sense. They're all in the Scientology world. They're all really tight, you know. If I can't have a kid, I would go to my Scientologist friend. And then all of a sudden, my Scientologist friend did heroin. I'd be like, okay, well, your eggs suck. And then my Scientologist friend would be like, I got a daughter.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know the Scientology world.
I think that's
a crazy
works.
World they
yeah,
live
that,
in.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I know.
Really? That's how it works?
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. I don't know. All right, there you go. Tell us.
I don't know if I'd go to the church looking for eggs. You know what I mean? We're Catholic church, so.
I don't know.
Hey, anybody in here got any eggs? What's going on over here? What a wacky story, though.
It is
and
wacky.
All this is coming out because of a lawsuit or something that's going on in court. And so these are all court documents. So I don't think the John Travolta, I don't know if they've had a chance to reply to this. I've not heard a word from that side.
It's just,
I don't know.
It's very odd. It's the crazy. Weirdest story. It is.
Hollywood, man.
BJ and Jamie.
So I asked Carson a very intellectual question earlier this morning.
All right.
Do geese fly on a day like today? Saying that, time to hear from Gary Busey, if you don't mind.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together.
Okay.
They're honking in
the air.
Honking.
They're honking. Okay, before we go to break, let's all do this together, okay?
We did it yesterday morning.
It was a big hit.
This was a big hit
yesterday morning. If you're in the car
I'll
right
watch
now.
You.
Carson, will you play along?
Absolutely.
Okay. Jamie doesn't want to. She wanted to play yesterday.
Well, yesterday I was your clown. Today I'm not a clown 2 days in a row.
She didn't get enough sleep, I guess. She doesn't want to, you know.
A little
bozo action over here.
I'm all for it.
Listen, you and I'll do it. And if you're in your car right now, play along with Gary Busey. It's time to honk, honk.
Wait, is this a feature? Play along with Gary Busey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love this. I love it. Carson and I think We think this is the best audio we've ever had.
I'm
Carson?
Obsessed.
Yeah. Carson's one that found it, actually. All right, here you go. Playing along, honk honk with us, and then we'll take a quick break here. Are you ready? Here we go.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there.
Honk! Honk!
You get a bunch of geese together.
Honk, 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 honk!
They're honking in the air.
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but over at that Pink Pony Club, they honk too.
You know, it cracks me up when you you're so funny.
At the Pink Pony Club. When you get think it? That, get it?
When you just crack yourself up. It just, yeah.
Text Dino. I hear you. I hear you. We'll honk again.
No,
okay? These people are... Carson, have you seen these texts that are coming in? Jamie wants to ignore it, but not me. I'm here for the people, man.
Listen, I agree with the one person. They said they were in a bad mood until they honked with Gary Busey. It says, and this is what I love, it's so annoying, but highly effective.
All right. We're going to do it again.
Well, and then somebody from a different radio station just texted me and said, oh my God, I just honked with Gary. And yeah. I was like, please don't. I'm not. I can't tell BJ this.
You tell her not to steal that and put it in middays over there, over at that other radio station, okay? Yeah. You can't be stealing our bits here, okay?
Oh, my God. And then your son calls you and is like, Dad, that was so fun. That was so fun. Yeah,
Frog's honking in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Frog's honking. Everybody's honking. All right, we're going to do it one more time, okay? And this could become a daily feature just to get you in a good mood, you know?
Just to warm you up.
We'll run it by the boss later today. It floats. But right now, he doesn't have a say-so, okay? Lord. All right, so here we go again. Gary Busey,
oh my God,
when he honks, we all honk together. Roll down your windows, let your neighbors know. Here we go, honking with Gary Busey.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together.
All right, bunch.
They're honking in the air.
Oh, that felt good.
Man.
Felt good, didn't it?
Flock of geese.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, right there on that Odyssey app. We're there live all over America, podcast, later today. Go listen to it. You'll love it. All right, the winds continuing.
Yeah.
Until about noon, they're going to taper off.
They are right now.
They're coming back again for tomorrow.
No, but look at the flag.
Oh, is it?
God.
Man, it's whipping out there.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
The winds will continue. So tomorrow, another one of those days. I guess people are still without power out there.
So many, hundreds of thousands, right?
I don't know. How many?
You go overnight with that. They set up. I thought this was interesting. This is like obviously the new era we're in. They set up emergency charging stations for your phones.
No kidding.
Yeah, libraries and places.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
It was crazy. They had set up.
You gotta have your phone, though.
I know, but I was thinking. I guess maybe if you don't have your car.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
Jim Hooley from Fox 31. Everybody's seen him. He's very popular. He's a man on the street, man. But he lives in Boulder, I hear, and he said his power's been down since 10 a.m. yesterday morning. Still not up.
You know, I remember when we were little. It was really exciting when you were little and the power went out, right, for a little bit, and then. Then it went on, and then it wasn't exciting anymore.
today because we depend on it so much, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I agree.
But you're sitting there in the dark. You got nothing to do. You got your phone, but that's going to go away at some point.
All you do is eat all the food out of the freezer and the fridge, and you just try to eat it all. And you can't, you know, you do it old school, I guess. Well, this is where you come in handy. People like you need to pull up to communities and light up your propane so they can cook over your grills.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you.
RV community, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, pull together. Save the world. That's us right there. So yesterday, I got another story for you real quick. Okay.
What was it about yesterday that just...
I went shopping. I don't get out much.
Yeah, you got out and about.
You had a lot going on.
And I started observing things, right? Okay. You know, I've already insulted a lady. I accused her of being a large instead of a medium. She threw me out of the store. But I'm in the store, right?
Yeah.
There needs to be, you know how they have National Donut Day and Cookie Day and things like that? There needs to be a Hug a Meal Shopper Day, okay?
Because, hug a Meal Shopper Day?
Yeah. Yeah. They need a hug.
Is it hard out there?
It's tough, Jamie. Let me tell you. I'm in the store, and there were so many men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s trying to buy gifts.
Just lost.
It's pathetic.
They're just walking around lost souls.
It's so bad. All right. So this guy comes by me in the store, right? Okay. He's pushing a cart, and you can tell he doesn't want to be there. He looks miserable. He's out, but he's got to do it, man. He's got to shop, right? So he's pushing his cart. I'll bet you he has 10 water bottles.
No!
I wanted to tap him on the shoulder and say, man, you missed the curve. The trend
is over. The fad is over.
The trend is over with the water bottles. Well, he has no clue, right? I mean, he's thinking, oh, man, I found the perfect gift for everybody. You know? And I wanted to tell him, everybody's got a water bottle.
Not only do we have a water bottle, yesterday, I took down an entire full box from my pantry because I just throw them in the pantry, right? And it was just getting kind of clogged up. An entire gigantic Amazon box, I just threw them in there and took them downstairs.
That's insanity.
You know, in case I ever get really thirsty a lot of times.
Look, people are over the water bottle.
But why do I hoard them?
Why do we keep them? That's the same thing.
I know. It's crazy.
We can't toss them for some reason. One day we're going to be in a desert needing water. So we need all these bottles, I guess. Right? But I wanted to tell the guy.
But I even bought like the expensive one. Like I have a Stanley. I have a Yeti. I mean, what am I thinking? You guys. Let me walk around with my Stanley. And I bought a Yeti, too.
If you're going to get somebody a water bottle, it needs to be a Stanley or Yeti, or it's just another damn bomb. Because I mean, you've got one, Jamie, but there's a lot of people that haven't sprung for that because they're pretty expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, $40.
Yeah, I think so. So if you're going to go water bottle, you know, you find somebody
can I write something down before you continue?
What?
Let me just
did I do something wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Hold on.
Man, I can't get anything right. I swear.
Do you see
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Forget all this.
Yeah, we love water bottles. Forget. Water bottles are awesome. Aren't they great?
They're awesome.
I love them. I love them.
I'd love to have one.
Me too. Yeah, I love them.
I love them, too.
Yeah, me too.
He stopped me in the parking lot yesterday.
Oh, our boss did?
Yeah, about the water bottle.
Oh, no, what did he say?
Jamie wrote down Christmas present.
I get Christmas present because that's what we got.
That's what we got from the radio station.
And a carabiner.
Well, he stopped me in the parking lot yesterday. Micah, our general manager, big guy, right?
Yeah.
And he said, all right, I get it. He goes, but see, he's a dude. He's like me. He doesn't see that the curve, the trend is over. So I get it. You know, I do get it.
I thought it was a lovely gift.
But he goes, Jamie's convinced me that there's no more water bottles in the future.
I
said, Micah, I didn't say anything.
He squarely named you. I love water bottles.
He said, well, I get the point, BJ. Jamie's enforced it. She knows exactly.
I didn't enforce anything. I think they're awesome. I hope I get another one next year.
He met me in the parking lot yesterday. You had left. But yeah, the water bottle came up.
I love the water, you know, because it's customized. You know what I mean? It says our company name.
It is customized. It is solid plastic, too. Listen. Oh, yeah. It's not Yeti. It's Yoda. It's a Yoda plastic bottle. Yoda. Close to Yeti.
You're not helping.
Well, he's already mad.
I know, but I was just trying to fix it by telling you to shut up about it.
No. He squarely blames you.
Why me?
For insulting him.
I didn't insult him.
And I agreed with him. I said, I can't get her to shut up.
About
she just goes on and on. I said, you should hear her off air,
Micah. I said it about you. No.
You should hear the way she talks off air about you.
BJ, focus. I said it about you getting me one. I was like, what made you think I wanted a water bottle from you? That's what I said. I mean, my God.
Everybody ready to honk again?
Oh, no.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this.
God.
That's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They're letting you know they're up there. You get a bunch of geese together.
We're going here.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Whoa. Hang on just a second there. The computer fired. I'm not ready for that. By the way, the Powerball grand prize, that big old jackpot, $1.5 billion with a B.
Man.
$1.5 billion that somebody could win. Man, just think about it. What if somebody wins it like Christmas Eve?
You know, I think I'd be just exactly the same person if I won it.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know because I would never see you again.
That is true.
So that maybe is, you would. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't you think everybody would change if they won that? Come on.
Can you imagine, all right? Everybody would change.
Of course.
There's no way you stay the same.
No.
Not in my neighborhood.
Well, you wouldn't even stay in your neighborhood.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I've said all along, if I ever win this jackpot, I'm going to go out and buy me a place. I'm going to put everything brand new in it, leave everything I have that's old or used back at the other house.
Just start all over fresh. I like it.
Start with that. Start with the new wife, dog, everything.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking, honey. Honey, that's a joke.
Oh,
it's not like she wouldn't start with a new husband.
Oh, my God. That's
okay?
So
it's only fair.
Oh, my God. And it just came out of your mouth so simply. Oh, my God.
No, I've never thought about that.
Wow.
Listen to me. I'm just joking. Can you imagine, though, what if somebody wins?
You can't fix this.
No, I don't want to fix
it. You're in so much trouble.
It's a joke. She knows.
No, she's going to be so mad at you.
She booted me to the curb.
You can't fix it like that and say, well, she would do.
The way it's lining up right now.
Oh, my God.
If nobody wins on Saturday, the next drawing is Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be next Wednesday.
I understand. Hey.
You wake up on Thursday.
Oh, my God. We get it.
Some people aren't getting it, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Let me keep going.
Let me explain this, you guys. Just in case you don't get it. Yeah, how does that work again? So they wake up on what?
I don't know. We're not going to win. Doesn't matter.
Oh, now, don't do that.
Why not?
You're not supposed to do that. Oprah says you have
to. No.
I think
I've been trying that positive thing. It's not working. So I want to go with just a complete shock.
Oh, okay.
You know,
all
that
right.
Dad,
so
we're
just
not
shut
gonna,
it down.
We're not going to. We're not. Then it happens.
And then,
you know,
wow.
Yeah, I'm taking a different angle of this. Because, you know, that vision board crap is crap.
Remember, it worked for me. It worked for me. The vision board. It sure did.
It worked for you.
It did.
Maybe.
You got to believe in it.
I think yours was more of a coincidence. I don't think it was the vision board.
No,
I think Oprah pulled that out of her big butt.
I think the chances of getting that place are slim to none. So here's the thing, in case you don't know. I put on my Facebook page one day, I was like, my dream is to have a cabin on the river. That's just my whole dream. Like, it would be so amazing if I could ever have that in my lifetime, right? And I put a picture of this cabin. It's on the river. It's crazy, right? It's like a log cabin. Guess what happens? I find a log cabin, that's for sale on the river. Boom, I bought it.
There's probably millions of them.
No, they're not.
Out there.
Not
in the world.
Well, oh God, are we doing that?
That's all I got. You know,
I'm just saying. That's all I got. I called it to me.
You did.
I did.
You did.
So you should call the $1.5 billion to you.
Come on, $1.5 billion. Come BJ's way.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion. The drawing is on Saturday. If it doesn't win, well, you know the story now. Christmas Eve.
How's it going?
Right. When we come back, listen. There's if you're not just like in touch with the NFL, I can give you the perfect scenario for the Broncos for the weekend.
Okay.
They need to win, obviously, but there's a couple of teams. If they lose, look out.
All right.
Look out.
Okay.
We have a golden ticket to the Super Bowl if this happens this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, well, it betters our chances a lot.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. I'll explain it next. Hang on.
Wait.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The money,
oh my God,
would be going to the BJ Foundation.
There's no foundation. There's no foundation.
I could start one.
I cannot believe you even thought. All right, let me bring y'all up to speed, okay? It says...
this is great. Keep it coming. A few weeks ago,
okay,
couple of months ago, we gave out that Colorado Claim Your Property, whatever it is, website.
Right.
They've got a lot of unclaimed stuff, money, that they need to get back into the hands of people who it belongs to. And so we gave out the information, and people went in there, and they found money. I found $250.
Right. So it was a good day. A lot of people were commenting. We all found a little bit of money, I think, right? I can't remember the name of the site, but we all found some money. Anyway... So we just got a random text that says, does BJ have Venmo? I got a nice surprise from the Colorado. Oh, it just rotated. Son of, I can't find it now. Hold on.
You can't find the text?
No, because it just rotated because somebody else texted. A bunch of people texted. All right, here it is. I got a nice surprise from the Colorado unclaimed money and would like to send him $50 for the help.
To me.
To him.
$50.
So I read it out loud to him, and I said, hey, somebody wants to send you $50 on your Venmo because they must have got, and I said this out loud to him, they must have got a ton of money if they want to send you $50.
Yeah.
So I look over, and I hear typing, and I go, there's no way you're sending her your Venmo. There's no way. Do not send her your Venmo. That is pathetic. And he's like, it's $50, Jamie. I'm like, that is pathetic. And he's like, you don't know. She might have got $1 million.
She might have.
She must have got something big.
She must have.
Yeah. So what's the problem here? Why can't I get 54?
Because, no.
I gave out the website.
Because we're a public service.
We are?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're here for. Public service.
So I wrote back, how much money did you get? Then I wrote back, Jamie won't let me send you the Venmo. She's yelling at me right now, so I can't send you the Venmo. Although, I do think that everybody that got money back should give me a kickback.
No, they shouldn't. You should just be...
Small percentage.
You should just do your job. What was the site again?
Colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
Now look at this next text. $1,048 I got back. What's the problem with them just rounding that off and sending me the 48 and they keep $1,000?
Really?
Okay. What's wrong with that?
God.
Think about it.
You're like a scammer. My God.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Man, I want to send my Venmo out so bad.
Oh, you should.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I got 30 bucks in there right now.
It says in Colorado alone, we have returned over $837 million.
Wow. Thanks to BJ. Keep it coming.
Oh
the BJ
God.
Foundation could use it.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you this Bronco scenario real quick here. And there's a lot of people that, you know, you're rooting for the Broncos, playoffs, Super Bowl, everything. But you really don't keep up with all the other teams in the NFL because you're a Bronco fan, and that's as far as it goes, right? All right, here's the scenario for this weekend, and it's really simple. For the Broncos to really increase their chances to be in the Super Bowl, we need New England to lose.
Okay.
Chargers lose.
Okay.
Broncos win, boom.
Okay, so who are the Chargers playing?
I don't know.
Because the Chargers are really
good. I think they're playing Vegas.
Because they're really good.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. We need them to lose.
Okay.
Right. I think they're playing Vegas.
No, they're playing Dallas.
Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah.
Cowboys.
All right. And then who's...
New England.
Yeah, who are they playing?
Who are they playing, Carson?
I don't know. I didn't look at that part. I'm looking. Hold on. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's football schedule. It's right there.
They're playing Baltimore. That's a great possibility that they lose in Baltimore.
Good.
All right. But the Chargers are our trouble point.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're serious.
Here's what happens. If the Chargers lose and Denver wins, we win the AFC West solid.
Hands down.
It's over. Done. Finished. We are the champions of AFC West.
And if they win and we lose, they are the champions?
No, we're tied. We're very close at that point.
Gotcha.
I don't know if we're tied. We're within a game with about three games to play.
For the guy that was going to tell us everything and all his knowledge, you really don't have a lot going on.
Yes, I do. I wanted to simple it. Simple means...
Simplify.
Okay, listen. Broncos win.
I want to simple it, you guys. Hey, let's all simple it.
I'm trying to do a public service here.
Sorry.
I'd rather beg for money for my Venmo account, but you won't let me.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm trying to help with football fans that really don't keep up with it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to simple it for them, all right? Listen. Broncos win. New England loses. Chargers lose. Boom.
Got it.
Easy street.
All right. Thank you.
We're
the Chargers are 10-4.
10-4.
10-4.
Yeah.
All right.
Chargers blow.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, well. 'Tis the holiday season, man.
Life.
You can hear it. The little kids.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
So excited right now.
Here's the deal. You can win $100 in Colorado Lottery Holiday Scratch Games, and it's $50 for you or $50 for someone special, so it makes the perfect gift, obviously. What? Oh, I guess you want me to do this right now, huh?
Let's go.
Caller 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE. Good luck.
See, got plenty of time here, right?
My God.
It's a great gift, by the way.
It is a great gift.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, happy Thursday.
BJ and Jamie.
I said flag, take a look at that flag. Oh, whoa.
Look at the flag.
Look at the flag, man. The flag is blown.
Oh, no.
You know,
oh, God.
Sorry, it's this wind.
Yeah. What?
I'm watching Jim Hooley up here on Fox 31. Now, he lives in Boulder. A lot of Boulder is still out of power.
Oh, my God. Hundreds.
He's been out since like 10 a.m. yesterday, I think he said. And I think
120,000, right?
I don't know. I think that's what it was last night at its max. I think they've got it down. I saw 50-something thousand this morning.
Okay.
All right. But yes, at one point it was like 140,000, something like that. But Jim Hooley's on TV and he's talking about it. And he made a good point. I never even thought of this. It's a darn good thing it didn't get colder last night.
It is a darn good thing.
Because these people lost their heat in a lot of places, okay?
Yeah.
So if it had been in the teens or whatever,
it'd be cold,
miserable,
and maybe their pipes would have broken.
Yeah, that too, because the protection is gone. But it only got down to right around freezing at 32 last night, so kind of got lucky in that way.
I don't understand why today isn't like a wild, windy, wacky day, because that flag is like literally shredding off of the pole.
Well, it's supposed to be this way until afternoon.
Okay.
And then subside somewhat.
Yeah.
And then back again tonight. Is that right, Carson?
Yeah.
Am I?
And you know what? You know what's really sad? I mean, it's what? Christmas. I'm so excited it's Christmas. It's Christmas time and all the drone shows have been canceled.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because they can't fly those suckers.
I found three in my front yard.
I mean, you know.
I wonder what would happen if they tried it.
But like a bunch of. Well,
would you just get tossed around?
I mean, would they be in like New Mexico and places?
Right?
Like round up the drones?
And a lot
do they eventually come home?
So check all the different things that you were going to do today and tomorrow, because a lot of them have been canceled because of the wind.
Yeah.
I mean,
I kind of owe everybody an apology.
Yes, you do.
Because yesterday I was very sarcastic about the wind, schools closing. Yeah, I was a real.
You were a turd.
I almost said the word that rhymes with Rick. But I was a real
turd.
Turd. I didn't take it very seriously.
You didn't.
And there's people without power, and I feel bad now.
Yeah. Well, good.
I mean, don't feel that bad.
Jim
but.
Hooley doesn't have power. He had to take a cold plunge this morning.
You think he showered?
Yeah,
I bet
probably.
He did.
Yeah, I bet
he looked a little stinky.
Oh, my God.
Poor Jim Hooley.
I like Hooley.
Oh, my God.
Hooley's the man on the street. When there's danger out there, they send out Hooley.
I just got a notification that there's another fire.
Another fire?
Highway 67, mile marker 98, fire, Douglas County.
So where's the first fire? That we talked about earlier.
There's a ton of them in Yuma.
Yeah, there's a couple in Yuma.
So this is Highway 67, mile marker 98 fire.
Okay.
Less than a minute ago. I have that stupid watch duty, so it goes ding. Yeah.
Well, this is a bad combination with this wind.
Yeah.
And as dry as it is, so it's pretty nasty
out
there.
That's not good at all.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Anyway. All right. Wind continues today until the afternoon. It's going to back off a bit, but then, man, they say it's back and just as bad for tomorrow as we had yesterday. So that's the outlook for the next 48 hours.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All righty, dighty. Oh, my gosh. Don't forget tonight. Big deal. Huge deal.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
The TikTok award. What?
I thought you meant the wind is coming back.
No.
Oh, TikTok award show. That's right.
Yeah, TikTok award show. TikTok. It starts at 6 p.m. It's the TikTok award show. It's the first ever, right? And there's all kinds of weird categories that I've never even heard of, some of this stuff. But yeah, they say millions of people are going to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize 170 million Americans are on TikTok.
I didn't either.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I know.
That's half the country.
I know. It's insanity. Anyway, taking place live at the Hollywood Palladium in Los Angeles tonight. It'll honor the creators. The TikTok Award ceremony will be presented in front of a live audience of hundreds of creators, complete with a red carpet live stream. So
now, Carson, you're the most on TikTok around here, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to watch?
Yeah, I'll tune in. But, I mean, it just feels weird celebrating these people that, like, half of them I probably won't even know.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's too vast,
It's huge, yeah.
Because, the thing with, like, the Emmys, the Oscars or whatever, you know, even sometimes we complain about the Oscars because we haven't seen some of these movies. There's so many creators, content creators, that, you know, for me to know the same ones he knows is going to be impossible.
No, but they've narrowed it down. So what you're going to get is your category. You're going to get the top five.
We understand
how
it works.
They'll play the videos, and I think it'll be entertaining.
I mean, but he's, like, not going to know the beauty ones.
But I don't know any of the actors whenever I watch the Oscars. Well, I don't know who these people are.
That's what I said. I said, you know, we complain about it when we haven't seen the movies, and then there's the Oscars on,
right.
and we don't want to see it because we haven't seen the movies. Mm-hmm. So that's the same thing. There's so much content out there. It's going to be interesting to see if people stay engaged.
I just think this is going to be far more entertaining than an Oscars would be.
We'll see how it goes. It's
because
the first
people
one ever.
Are really into these videos.
The New Heights podcast has given us a clue, speculating that Travis Kelce could be done with the Chiefs because he slipped up and said one word, you guys.
Did
one
he
word.
Slip up?
He did slip
or
up.
Or did he do it on purpose?
Whoa. Ew. Ew. That was chunky.
I mean, that was one of those things that you do when you sound confident. I didn't mean it to sound like that. But.
I think he's dropping like an Easter egg. He's learning from his
Easter
girlfriend.
Easter egg. There you go.
Because he's learning from her, you think?
Yeah. I smell a rat.
Really? Because he's in the last decade, Travis Kelce has never used the word the Chiefs. He's only, in the last decade, he's only used the word we.
And you know Tay-Tay pulled him to the side and she said, hey, babe, I got an idea. Why don't you drop a big old egg on him?
Nice.
Hey, how do I do that? Wait, let me show you.
Yeah.
Don't say we, say Chiefs.
And that is just what happened. Number three, please.
He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever, and hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs.
See again.
For the Chiefs, not for us.
Ew, again?
Once again. Sorry. That's just the way I try to sound confident when you go.
Just go like that. Go. Yeah. Without the suck up of the chunky snot. Let's just eliminate that part, okay?
Right.
You want to practice?
Okay. No. I'll do it at home.
Okay.
I'll bring it back at the first of the year with a new sound.
All right. Can it be like,
yeah.
Or you could do a click. You get
nailed it.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Like you're winking.
I can't click.
You can't click?
No, they were good.
What was that?
All right,
you need
click.
To stop. You need to stop
click.
Everything. By the way, the New Heights podcast, it sounded like Travis was almost going to cry, Travis Kelce, when he talked about being eliminated from the playoffs. Here it is.
First time since 2014, the Chiefs are eliminated from the postseason, which is an outrageous stat.
It's kind of unfamiliar territory at this point for a lot of guys in the building, guys that have been there. I'm the only one that's been on the team long enough to see us not make the playoffs. You're living out your dreams. You're living out a kid's dream that never got a chance to do this. You're living out,
Yeah.
You're
right there.
You're playing this game, obviously, to win Super Bowls. You're playing this game to be in those playoff scenarios and stuff. I mean? But at the end of the day, man, you're playing in the NFL. And that's a blessing. That's an honor.
I wish I could click.
I can't click.
I don't even know what you're doing.
I don't either. He's like sucking up air.
Yeah.
You're like a cat. It's mad or something.
A click. I'll tell you right now. Okay. When it comes to the Chiefs, my opinion is this.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if Travis Kelce retires or not. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
He's not that big of a game changer for those guys.
Whoa.
So it doesn't matter.
Whoa.
He can go away and they won't miss him one stinking bit. The problem
mean
is this.
Hurtful.
If they don't get Patrick Mahomes back, that franchise is doomed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's the real problem they got right now, is they've got a quarterback, they need him to get healthy again, because with that injury he has, there's a chance he doesn't come back full speed.
What is it?
ACL tear.
ACL tear in his knee.
Eh, he'll be fine.
You don't know that?
Listen, I am an orthopedic surgeon by injection.
And by the way, everything I just said, I'd do that click right after that if I could. Because I feel confident about it.
Stop doing that! This is a sad story.
And it doesn't make you a doctor just because you dated a doctor.
I was married to one.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Sometimes you act like you're an athlete because you're married to somebody that does a triathlon. You talk about it like you know stuff. Yep.
Go ahead, click. I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting on you to click.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. God. You're driving everybody crazy right now. Literally, people are screaming at you in
Skin
the car.
Is crawling.
Right now, for sure. It's
I
happening.
Can't click those.
Well, you
my,
know what?
My son, Frog, one of the best clickers out there, man. He is really good at clicking.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Somebody said, you got every one of us in the car right now clicking our mouths. Okay, don't.
All right, in your car, here's a question for you, okay?
No.
Would you rather click or would rather honk with Gary Busey?
Oh,
okay.
No.
We could see which one you would like to do best. Would you like to click along
with
Jamie or you honk with Busey?
What are you doing?
Man, these are great things that are coming our way.
You're just trying to fit in another Gary Busey honk.
No, I'm not. I was just throwing it out.
I was trying to tell you a sad story and I've been interrupted 80 times. Want to hear it?
Dang. What is that?
And do you want to hear the sad story?
Don't have a choice.
Okay, listen. This is sad.
All right.
They say King Charles is preparing for this to be his last Christmas ever.
Oh.
Well, it's not a shocker.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
He's an old dude.
Well, I know, but isn't that sad? this is going to be King Charles'
last. He doesn't know that, though.
Well,
that's such a vague prediction that he's making.
That's what they're saying. He's changing everything up, and he's planning for this to be his last Christmas ever.
I will say this. Yes. Since you've brought that up, I will add him to the 2026 death list.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who's on there?
I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm compiling.
Oh, okay.
So far, I've got Dick Van Dyke.
All right. Oof.
He just turned 100.
He did, but did you see him?
I feel like that's a lock.
Did you see him, though?
No,
he's like doing planks. He's doing sit-ups. It's insanity.
He's doing sit-ups?
Yes.
100 years old?
Yes.
I think he makes it longer than King Charles, for sure.
He said you got to keep active. You got to keep your body moving. He's doing... It's pretty amazing.
I'll take him off the list.
Okay.
Scratch him off.
All right, who's next?
I'm leaving King Charles on there, though.
Okay.
I don't have the list completed yet.
Well, do you have anybody else on there?
Yeah.
No. I had some suggestions that came my way yesterday from Powerball Pete.
Oh.
I told Pete I put him on the list.
Oh, my God.
Don't put that out there.
That was so funny.
Was it?
It was a joke.
Wow.
I don't know. You know what we need, friends? We need to honk.
Let's
change up things. I think we need to honk. Yeah, all right? Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned
that. It's falling apart. Let's just all honk.
Nothing's falling apart.
Everything's falling apart. This whole show is falling apart.
The death list for 2026. Man, there was a lot of surprises. You know, Keith Richards might be on there, too.
Oh, yeah.
They had to cancel that tour.
That might be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's honk.
Okay, let's all honk.
Gary Busey honk.
Yeah.
You've heard it already. When he honks, you honk in your car, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Let's honk.
It's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this.
Honk! Honk!
That's what a goose sounds like.
Here we go.
They let you know they're up there.
Honk! Honk!
You get a bunch of
here
geese
we go.
Together.
A big one.
Honking in the air.
Man, that feels good.
Yeah, all right, I'm done. There you go, Tampa Trash.
Happy holidays. From your honking morning show.
What?
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Got a question for you. Got a question.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, and for everybody out there listening in your car, whatever, you answer this to yourself, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much more Christmas stuff do you got to do?
Oh, 10.
10 being max,
max
man.
Max.
I'm behind big time.
Yeah, I'm maxed out. Yeah, no.
So you're 10? Carson, what are you?
7.
1 to 10.
7.
Everybody judge yourself right now.
Yeah, I'm judging.
I'm probably 3.
Oh, really? When did you get your act together?
I've had it together.
Really?
Girl.
Girl.
No, I am.
And who'd you buy a sweater for?
Well, I can't say.
I hope you didn't buy me a sweater.
Maybe.
Remember that one year you bought me lotions and candles?
Yeah.
It was the first year we were together. Oh.
I really liked you then.
I was like, okay, lotions and candles from BJ, huh?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did, but I'm just saying, no, we're not doing that this year. If I were going to get you something like that, it would be closer to like maybe like one of those boards with salami and stuff on it.
The charcuterie
board. Yeah. I get you like with some salami and ham.
You
or
don't have
like
thoughts
on.
Of lathering me up again this year and lighting a candle?
No, a crocodile would like that either. So I just kind of push to the side.
I don't know.
I don't have a problem with it.
He can use it later as a fantasy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So you're at a 10.
I'm at a 10.
You don't have a lot done.
Listen, I have no time to even be here right now. Yeah, I get stuff done.
There's a lot of people feeling that way. My wife feels that way. She feels like she's way behind. Yeah.
I bet you people are even taking off work. I'm not kidding. Because, obviously I wouldn't do it, but it was a little bit of a thought last night. Like, if I could just have a full day. I mean, I know we get done at 10, but what you don't understand is we wake up at 4, so we're a little tired.
I think guys can accomplish it because we don't put so much thought into it. You know
what
I mean?
Well, there is a whole study out there that statistically, this holiday especially, is the most pressure and most stressed out your wife or girlfriend or any female, and you don't even have to have a partner, will be in their life. every time this year.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Guys, we don't get stressed like that. I don't anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't. Yeah.
I make myself a little list and I throw it on there and I go, okay, go get this. I'll go get this. And here's what I could do. I could, because we do our last show tomorrow and then we're going to have 4 or 5 days before Christmas actually gets here. I could do it all in one day.
Oh, no.
Knock it out.
No.
If I got up in the morning and said, this is what I'm going to do today. By the time I go to bed tonight, I'll be done. And I could do
it. You know, I wonder what people did before Amazon.
Seriously.
Right?
Like, you just go to every single store just looking for the perfect gift?
Yeah, that sounds so exhausting now, going to a mall. That sounds, like, awful.
I don't know. I kind of like
it. No, I loved the feel and, yeah, and the vibe and
hustle
all that.
Hustle and bustle?
Yes, the hustle
of
and bustle.
Of the season?
Yes, I do.
City I saw sidewalks, it yesterday. I was
busy
there.
Busy sidewalks. Dressed in Santa's good cheer. There's a feeling of Christmas in the air. It's spoken word.
That's pretty good. I didn't know the words.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
That's called
all right. So will so you, nice. Are you going to try to knock out part of it today or?
Yeah.
Are you just done?
No, I got to do I got to do everything.
You got everything to do.
Everything. Carson, what do you want for Christmas?
You know what? That's funny. Like, I don't even know what to tell. I don't tell anyone to get me anything because I truly don't. Need anything myself.
It's $100. What do you want? How about a Chipotle gift card for $100?
He loves Chipotle.
I know.
I mean, yeah. BJ's just getting us straight cash almost. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah. You're gonna scratch tickets tomorrow.
Yeah.
I bought you $250 tickets and you $250 tickets.
Oh, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Yours is a surprise.
I don't care about surprises.
All right, well, then I'll take it back.
No, don't take mine back. I'm just saying, you'll be surprised if you hit for $5,000, too.
See, that would be good. That would be good.
That'd be amazing. Right,
yeah. Maybe there will be a surprise.
But we're not allowed to tell you, so you won't know.
No, you can tell me.
No, you told us not to tell me.
Yeah, you told us not to know.
Yesterday.
If you win money,
I want you to disclose it to the audience.
No, we're only telling each other, not you.
It's going to eat you alive.
Not this year.
And you guys
did that to me last year.
I know.
I'm not going to let that happen.
Remember? And we lied and we said that Carson won $10,000.
No. Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to do.
You were so mad.
I went in and bought your tickets for tomorrow for you to scratch, I already had the people there to scan that little thing in the back. So if I know it's a winner or not.
You'd have to scratch that.
I had her go ahead and scan it for me. So you got a couple of turds coming your way tomorrow.
That's so rude.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, right?
I'm just kidding. A lot of people are stressing, as Jimmy just said, and a lot of women stress a lot.
I mean, everything's put on our shoulders because you guys don't, in fact, care.
No, you're right.
You know, because you guys just half-ass it.
You're right. We do.
Except for I bet he doesn't.
Who, Carson?
I don't. I actually stress out a lot because I question the gifts that I do get because I think they're perfect at the time, and then I'm like, is that really a good gift though? Like, maybe I just think it's a good gift.
So don't get me the Bachelor box set.
All the seasons.
DVDs.
Come on. So,
you know how I'm maybe not having a party on Monday. Still can't tell.
You said you were.
I know I wasn't.
You canceled.
Well, because then last night when I was drying my hands on the Santa hand towel,
you thought maybe.
I was like, why did I put all this crap out if nobody's going to see it?
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
See?
So the
did
party
all that
might,
work for nothing.
It might be back on.
Might be because I was drying my hands on Santa's ass. And I was like, dude, I put you out for people to see you. And nobody's going to even see you. So why did I put you out?
You canceled the party because you haven't gotten anything done. So you need to get things done.
Yeah.
And you still say that you're at a 10.
I am.
I don't think I'd add the party back to it.
I feel like, you know what I feel like?
Like hang them out in the driveway or something so people probably buy
my,
them.
My towels. My hand towels.
Yeah, so they get seen.
What about the little soap dispenser that also looks like Santa?
Put him on Facebook.
That's cute.
People see it.
It's his little body, right? And you know, and soap.
You could have like a Facebook Live party. You could go Facebook Live.
Yeah,
and
do
then
that.
Just take people through your
through
house.
Through my house and all my crap.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Be a virtual
that way,
party.
You don't have to put out the hors d'oeuvres.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You just go on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
I just don't get you guys. That's all. That's all I'm saying, Jamie.
2-6. 2-6. 2-6. Calm down.
Six.
You know what your song, theme song is?
What?
Calm down. Calm down. What does it matter what I do? Huh? What does it matter?
Yeah, well, it doesn't.
You
it
are
just...
yelling at me. Yelling.
Jamie needs tape. Scotch tape.
Yep.
They're rapping, right? Uh-huh. She got to get things done, right? Uh-huh. She's sitting over here on her phone, and she's talking to herself.
No, I'm
and she's
talking
saying
to you.
Things like, she's saying things like, 7 o'clock? It's not going to get here till 7 o'clock. Oh, I need it earlier than that. Yeah, well, yeah. What about this? Oh, that one won't get here till tomorrow.
No, but now I found it. I found it. 6 rolls of scotch tape will get to my house between 2 and 6 p.m. today. Boom.
Here's where I blew up. You will drive home today, uh-huh. And I guarantee you, you will pass 20 places that sell scotch tape. You would have it before noon. You would have it before noon. All you got to do is stop.
I know, but they'll just take it to my house. They'll just bring it right to my house. It's just
but
ready.
You're going to pass all these places then, today.
I know, but watch this. Watch,
you,
watch,
Amazon.
Watch. Listen, here's why this is a problem, okay? It's about the environment, all right? It's about the environment. So here's me driving home. Oh, okay. Yep. There's King Supers to my left. Now I have to get in that lane. Click, 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 click. I have to wait for the turn signal, right? It's about the environment. So then I turn. Don't close your eyes and do that. So then I turn, and then I have to, there's one more stoplight before I can turn into King Supers. Click, 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 click. Look how much. Like, how much fuel, right? Fossil fuels are burning.
Oh,
then I have to go, and then I have to park, right? I have to park. Then I have to turn off my car. And then I have to get out of my car. And, oh, my God, I got to get out of my car. I got to get out of my car. And then I have to walk, which is a pain in the butt. And then I have to go in there, and then I have to find the scotch tape, and then I have to say pleasantries with some of the people at King Supers because I know them. So pleasantry.
Okay. Listen.
Wait,
listen.
And then I start back up my car, which, by the way, starting back up your car burns so much fuel, fossil fuels.
You do realize you drive home.
Yeah.
Some person.
Yep.
In a vehicle 5 times the size of yours is going to drive to your house.
It's electric.
And burn that
it's
fuel.
It's electric. Ha ha. It's electric.
Not all of them.
No.
Mine are.
Not.
Mine are.
Not all of them.
Yes.
No,
well, UPS
they're not.
Isn't, but UPS isn't, but Amazon is.
Why not just stop? My wife does the same thing.
Because
she
why?
Wanted some pain relief cream the other day. Okay? So she is online and doing exactly what Jamie did. She's going talking out loud. Tomorrow, like, we won't be here till tomorrow. Can't I find something that's delivered at least late tonight? And I'm like, babe. There's a CVS. You could walk to
yeah,
it
but she
from
could have,
our house.
But she could have
just go get it.
Asper cream just delivered to the front doorstep. Asper cream. Asper cream.
I have so many things to say
I
about
never even,
Asper cream.
You know what's funny? I've never really realized how it says Asper cream until today. Hey, I got to get some Asper cream.
And it
cream.
Doesn't even go in your butt. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Because
we've become so Amazon driven, man,
no,
that
easy.
We can't even stop. I guarantee you, you will pass 20 places.
Then I have to put on my seatbelt again, and then I have to go up to that intersection. You know, click,
and there's
click,
so
click,
many.
Click, click, and I turn and then turn again. And then, oh,
there's
my
so
God.
Many people like you too.
Well, there's nothing wrong with me. We're smart. You know what it's called?
No, you're not.
We're a time saver.
You're not being
yeah,
smart.
I'm smart with my time. Yeah.
No, you. Yeah. How are you smart with your time when you have to wait a day to get your product?
Did you not hear me? It comes from 2 to 6 today.
You could have it by noon.
But that takes extra effort. I'm all about time. Time is money.
Don't you have to be out, though, and get presents today? I thought you were shopping today.
You know what? Shh.
You're ruining the bit. I'm just kidding, Carson. I'm with you, buddy. I don't get it.
Yes, I did say that, and you just reminded me I said that. Now, that's why I'm telling you shush. I'm not telling you shush because it was a bit. I'm telling you shush because, oh, crap, I forgot I told you I was going shopping. So, shh. Oh,
you killed her lie. You killed the lie. But it's so true. We are so dependent on Amazon.
It is
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos, man.
Smart man.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be back to wrap it up for a Thursday. We'll do it next. Hey.
I didn't know that.
Didn't know what?
That the ad for Asper Cream says, you bet your sweet Asper Cream.
I didn't know that either.
Holy Toledo. I thought I just discovered something that ass was in Asper Cream.
Pay attention to Asper Cream commercials, I guess.
Yeah. Under a rock. That's where I've been living.
We got to go. We got a lot to do today.
I got so much to do.
Got to get going, man.
Yep, we
got
do.
Christmas coming up a week from today. Wow. Yeah. And tomorrow we'll be back here for our last show of the year. Tomorrow.
And let me just tell you guys something.
Yep.
BJ's gift from Jamie are heartfelt, amazing, and wonderful.
I can't wait.
You're going to love them.
I can't wait.
You're going to love them.
Show me the love.
I hope you like socks.
I love socks.
Okay, good.
I love socks.
Okay, good.
Got no problem with socks. All right, tomorrow when we come back here, like I said, the last show of the year, we'll do more honking with Gary Busey tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Oh, that is something to promote for sure.
Well, I'd like to close out the year with a lot of honking.
Okay, all right.
So tomorrow, be ready to honk on your way to work.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else we got? We have those scratch tickets.
Scratch tickets.
Yeah.
And then we'll do our year-end roundup.
Year-end roundup?
Yeah.
And open Christmas gifts?
Yeah. But our year-end roundup, just a roundup of the year.
Yeah, a roundup of the year. What are we rounding up?
You know,
I'm not familiar with
the highs and lows of the show. The highs, the lows, the year-end roundup.
A lot of lows. I think there's been a lot of lows. I remember a lot of highs, but I do remember a lot of lows.
There was some highs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some. Right. Yeah.
Did I mention more honking tomorrow?
Okay, let's just go. Let's just go.
With Gary Busey.
All right, say bye.
More honking
Please
tomorrow.
Please say bye.
All right, bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.